hardworking people that want to have our dream home. And so, you know, I just want to say that, you know, because the taxes are so high, we're probably going to have to settle for a starter house. And that's fine. You know, we have kids and that go to Boyden and everything like that. But I also want to tell you about an experience that I had with our current town moderator. I applied to be on the personnel board after the campaign because, you know, part of his campaign speech was that he wanted to bring diversity to Walpole. Well, I can tell you, my family, the Motley crew that we have, we're never going to get more diverse. We're from the city, Dorchester and Rossendale. My husband is Irish and German. I'm Cuban and Italian. We have a motley crew of different people in our family. You're never going to get more diverse in our family. But we also rent. So I want you to remember that we rent. We rent in South Walpole. We pay taxes in Walpole through our rent, but also through our cards and everything else. So I had a lovely, I'd say, 2-hour conversation with our current town moderator. And one of the things that he kept saying to me was, you know, you rent. You're not invested in Walpole. I would not want to put you on a personnel board because you're not invested in Walpole because you rent. And I basically just looked at him and I said, just because I rent doesn't mean that I'm not invested in Walpole. My husband and I are in Walpole putting down our roofs. Yes, we are renting, but we are waiting for that perfect house, mind you, in Walpole, before we buy something. And his one thing when we left the Dunkin' Donuts over on Common Street was, thank you for your time, but you rent, so you're not invested in Walpole. I gotta tell you, I was so taken aback by that because I am invested. I work in Walpole, I live in Walpole, I am part of the Girl Scouts in Walpole, my husband is part of the Knights of Columbus of Walpole, and we want to grow old in Walpole. So for this gentleman to sit there and say, because you're a renter, you're not invested, I just really want to smack him. I am a renter, but I am also a voter. I am also a very active voter with a whole plethora of people that live in my community. Well, Walpole is my community, but my renters' community that vote. So I really felt offended by that, and I just really had to share that with you. And finally, I just want to tell you that because of that conversation that I had with that wonderful gentleman in the Common Street Dunkin' Donuts, I'm actually considering running for town moderator. Listen to both sides of the story. I stay neutral whether I agree with what you're saying or not. When I win this election, I will bring diversity, the diversity that we need from homeowners, renters, and everybody who wants to be a part of the Walpole community. So I just want to share my story. Have a great day. Enjoy the food, it's delicious.
Before we have our final speech, I wanted to give an opportunity to Mike Slummer, our Citizens Government Tax Agent, to give a couple of words.
Good job.
I'm going to go back to the the signatures on the ballots, holding the banners, fighting back the tides of graduated income tax, the fact that the tax was hiked to, I think we call it, 6.25% during the Dukakis years. We got that rolled back in 2000, only to have the legislature abrogate and cancel out the vote by hiking it back up to 5.3%. But thankfully, it is starting to come down. So I came here, I've been at Walpole since 2003. I came here from the uber liberal town of Belmont, where I battled on some rollback petitions there. And I was stunned when I came here to find that the tax rate per 1,000, the real estate taxes here, are about 30% higher than Belmont. So we do have a problem. We do have a problem here. Can I just ask how many people have heard of CLT? Barbara Anderson, does that mean ring a bell, Mark? Unfortunately, 3 years ago, canceled. How many of you are members of CLT? So I ask you, if you're interested in this fight, which I think you all are because you're here, one way you can help in this fight is to support CLT as well. It's CLTG.org. The organization is under a little bit of pressure right now since Barbara died. Chip Faulkner, who is our legislative liaison, is battling cancer, and Chip Ford is the head of it now, is taking up the fight mostly by himself. But CLT can be involved, will be involved to help in the fight here around real estate taxes. Of course, CLT, for those of you that don't know, is responsible for Prop 2.5. So the only reason why your levy is limited to 2.5% is because of CLT's battle in 1980 to win that battle. They also, as part of Prop 2.5, cut drastically the auto excise tax. So we need CLT, we need your help in CLT. This is a great organization and a great fight to have, and help us, and hopefully we can help the people as well. Thank you.
All right, I'm final speaker.
Are you going to be open to questions?
One is you.
Yes, at the end. Questions at the end. We do have a final speaker, which is the second of the two pro taxpayer members on the Board of Selectmen, and that is Anna Bronstein.
Very heartwarming because we worked really hard. All of us here, Walpole United and all of our supporters, we spend a lot of time every day working on behalf of the Walpole taxpayer. That's why we're here. We recognize we're all in the same boat when it comes to our pocketbooks. So, I don't think I'm going to be going out on a limb when I say that all of us here, at least the Walpole residents, we're here. You all attended because you love Walpole. You love the people, you love the community, and you love your homes. But we're also here because we are, I'm going to use the light word upset, but I think the more appropriate word is angry and frustrated because we are. All of us, whether we rent or whether we own a home, are being literally taxed out of Walpole. We're being taxed out of our homes. We're being taxed out of the homes that we've lived in for decades, many of us. If you take a look at the little refrigerator magnets on your table, I made those up myself. So just take a look at them. And you'll see that there's a pig tightening his belt. And this pig is saying, what is he saying? He's saying, they want us to do this, why can't they? And that's the question we should be asking. But you want to know what's a bigger disgrace? That question doesn't even hit what's really going on. We are not even asking this town to tighten their belts. This town has plenty of our tax money to spend on what is needed. They have every single year because they tax us to the max. They have enough to spend on what's needed and they have plenty of money left over every single year. We have had surplus tax revenue. It's called free cash. You're going to hear that word a lot, because that free cash is what's really going on at Fall Town Meeting this year. Free cash is surplus tax revenue. It's what the town has collected over and above what it needed to operate the town. It's over and above what has been appropriated for the past fiscal year. It is excess money. For at least the last 7 years, if not longer, we have had millions of dollars in free cash every single year. In every single year, the town finds ways to spend most of that free cash. What happened last year was sort of a pivotal moment. It was a pivotal moment for me because it really showed me that the people in charge, from the Board of Selectmen through committee members and board members and town meeting representatives, have contempt for us. They have contempt for the taxpayer. They took out every single stop. I went before town meeting last year, last fall, with a citizen's petition. I got over 300 signatures. I didn't get those signatures alone. I had a lot of help from a lot of people in this room. 300 signatures of taxpayers who said, we want some of our free cash back. We had almost $7 million in the free cash account last year. We were asking for $1 million of that $7 million. In this town, town administrator, board of selectmen, board members, and RTMs took out all the stops. It was like David against Goliath. Little me standing up there. Look how little I am. And there were at least a dozen people that came in front of town meeting, all of the power people, no, 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 you don't deserve that money back. We're not going to reduce your taxes. We have other ways that we want to spend it. Do you know how they spent it last year? They bought a brand new fire truck that was on the capital asset schedule for 2 years from last year. It was not supposed to be purchased last year. They spent $1.25 million on that. They spent $1 million dredging Memorial Pond. I'm not against dredging Memorial Pond. I know that that's a jewel of Walpole. It never even hit the capital asset. It bypassed public scrutiny and public debate. What was worse, they voted to spend $500,000 on the Route 1A ball field project. We're gonna talk about that, but the reason this was a pivotal moment last year is because it really hit home what they really thought of us. They asked for $500,000 in on the town meeting on the warrant, which is the document that the town meeting reps vote on. They didn't say, oh, this is a $500,000 down payment on a $10 million project. They just said, we need $500,000 to design the ball field. I stood up and I said, hey people, this is a down payment. You're not just spending $500,000, this is just a down payment on that. They didn't care, they voted for it. Needless to say, sadly and unfortunately, they voted no against giving us, the taxpayers, $1 million out of $7 million, almost $7 million of our own money back. So again, that was sort of a defining moment for me as a selectman, because I went before the Finance Committee, I went before the Board of Selectmen, RTM. So it made me angry, and I decided to forge ahead. So this year, I decided to do it again. Got another citizen's petition. This time, there's $6.3 million in free cash. We're asking for 25% of that money. Figured, hey, the taxpayer gets 25% of their own money back. 75% can stay with the town for what they feel is necessary. So we're forging ahead with that. We'll see what happens. Well, we know what's happening. Because as soon as I got that citizen's petition out, the town administrator presented the Board of Selectmen with his spending list of almost every dime of that $6.3 million in free cash. I just want to go over a few things, and I know David hit some of these highlights, but I really think it's important, because but for us standing here, you would not know what is going on with your money and with your town. And it's through no fault of your own. It's the lack of outreach by the town. They think it's enough, and they will say, well, we mail the warrant out to every household. People, they expect people to read that. It's a lot of legalese. A lot of it is not understood. It's very difficult to know what's going on. So they took $500,000 from our free cash last year for the fields project. The town administrator put in another request for $1.5 million of our free cash for more money on the fields project, a $10 million project. Has anyone here been to a public hearing on whether you want a field, a $10 million ball field? I personally don't have anything against ball fields. What I feel strongly about is that it needs public debate, it needs public input, it needs public hearing, and it should not be slid under the rug at fall town meeting when most people don't know what's going on. And then the next thing they know, they read it about in the newspaper, we have a $10 million ball field? How the heck did that happen? They're asking for $1.5 million on a school facility. They're calling it a school facility schematic design. What I understood was that it was the feasibility study, whatever that's right. This is the second step on the path to what is, I wouldn't say likely, but could be up to a $200 million override. It could be as little as $100 million, it could be $125 million, it could be $200 million. But I'm telling you, it will be over $100 million to build either a new high school or two new middle schools. Again, I think people might peripherally be aware that there's talk about these things, but there has not been opportunities to weigh in, especially once they do something like this, we're almost locked in, and the momentum forces the taxpayer to try to fight against it when it's almost too late. They are requesting almost $1 million on capital items. What's so offensive about this, they had already purchased all the capital items that they needed in the spring. They purchased all of the capital items that were requested and on the capital budget for fiscal year 2018-2019. This was added in, almost every single one of these items that are listed on this capital budget list that they want were either never put on the capital asset list. So even if you as a taxpayer knew enough to look online and look at, oh, what is the town of Walpole scheduled to buy in 2020 or 2019? They never hit the list, so we would never have even known that they wanted this, which I think they just added the last minute. Or there are items that were on the list several years down the road. They were put on for this meeting to be voted on and spent because we have $6.3 million in free cash. They don't want to give us a dime. After all of the appropriations, what they're asking for at town meeting, there would be $200,000, that's it, left in the free cash account. They can't even give us 25%. They want to spend almost every last dime. I just want to make sure I hit all the points. So, why are we here? What can we do about this? First, you took the first step. We need to know and we need to believe that we have a voice. We are in the driver's seat. We pay the bills. Does everyone here, who understands that it is our sweat that pays the bills in this town? That matters. We do not need to be silenced. We need to stand up. We need to be a united voice. And it doesn't mean to be a voice of always saying no. The town has demonstrated that they have enough money every single year to pay for what they need. It's a matter of priorities. What's important? And I asked this question when I was running for selectman. What good is a new fire station? What good is a new police station? What good is a new senior center? What good is a new high school if people can't afford to live in Walpole? If you can't afford to live here and it's your dime that's paying for it, what good is it? So, what we need to do going forward, and what I hope everyone in this room, many of you were already, you know, were already involved with us. You need to call you, and you need your friends and your neighbors and your family. You need to call all of the town meeting representatives in your precinct. And if you don't know who they are, you can ask me for them. I can email them to you, or you can go on the town website. Has anyone gone on the town website? Who here has gone on the town website? Okay. I would encourage you to go on the town website. It's a little boring, but there's a lot of information there. One of the things that we implemented in town, and I demanded this, was a town survey, a customer satisfaction survey. So that way, whenever you deal with the town employees, you know, you can, you know, give them a report card. But I guess my point is, it's worth it to go on the town website just to see what's out there. But you need to reach out to your RTMs. Every precinct has, how many RTMs? 18 or 19 RTMs? Okay. You need to call every one of them, and you need to explain. We know that we have $6.3 million in free cash. We know that that's excess tax collection. We know that the town has already budgeted and appropriated the money that it needs for this fiscal year. We want some of our own money back. That is our money. We want, and actually you don't really get it back, you get it, you know, it would be a reduced tax bill in next year. You can call, and I urge you to call. Call the board, the other selectmen. It's a five-member board. David and I are two of five. Call the other three members. They are on the back of the flyers. And express your desires and how you feel about it. And actually, if you disagree with me, you can express that too. I mean, I don't think we all walk lockstep in what we believe, but I mean, we're all here because we all feel that we're being priced out of Walpole. I don't think we can say it enough. It's so easy to get involved. It's so easy to run for town meeting rep. It's a 5-week campaign time. We will support you. You can ask any new RTMs that we supported this year how easy it was to run and to get their names out there and to get elected. You can put your name in for a board or committee. These things, some things take more time than others, but certainly being a town meeting representative is the most important position in Walpole, because town meeting reps vote on the budget. So you can be on a board, you can be on a committee, it's just a recommendation. But where the rubber meets the road is at town meeting. So anyone who's interested in becoming a town meeting rep, please see me, because we can make it happen. It's only twice a year in the meetings. When you call your RTMs, or you call your Board of Selectmen, or you call the town administrator who makes a lot of the decisions, you need to tell them it's time for them to tighten their belts, because they've asked it enough of us. Thank you.
Ann and I stick our necks out at every meeting.